This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for July 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Congratulations are in order for the team which built the Solar Impulse. At 8 a.m. yesterday, the aircraft wrapped up a flight lasting about 25 hours, which is a good trick when you're powered completely by solar cells. EADS North America submitted its proposal in the U.S. Air Force KCX Aerial Refueling Tanker Competition yesterday. The proposal is over 8,800 pages and supported by its own website. EADS and Boeing were the only suitors in the last two rounds of KCX, but this time a consortium of U.S. aerospace and Ukrainian manufacturer Antonov will propose a KCX entry based on the AN-124, an old Soviet design. The Commemorative Air Force is expected to test fly the world's only remaining airworthy B-29 Super Fortress this afternoon. On Monday, the public is invited to watch pre-flight and crew training during touch-and-goes at Midland International Airport in Texas. The Red Bull Air Race Series has announced the cancellation of its final stop on this year's tour, saying protracted negotiations with Tourism Portugal and the cities of Lisbon, Porto, and Gaia ran out of time. The FAA has reached an agreement with Georgia Tech to research how the increased sophistication on the flight deck under NextGen will affect crew members and controllers. Cirrus is ready to take care of customers coming up on the 10-year life limit on its ballistic recovery chutes. The company will not be stocking parts routinely at service centers, so you'll need to give 4 weeks' notice before you bring your plane in. And Santa Monica NIMBYs want FAA info on every flight conducted during a test of new departure routing they say is making their neighborhoods noisier. The FAA wants $100,000 to cover the cost of producing the paperwork. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll revisit Jim Campbell's recap of this year's thriving Women in Aviation International Convention. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.